Good evening, everyone. On behalf of St. Angela Merici Parish, I'd like to welcome you to Dr. Ellis von Hildebrand's talk this evening on the mystery of suffering. Let's begin this evening with a prayer. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Lord Jesus, we thank you for bringing us here this evening to listen to your gifted speaker, that we may be enlightened with her words. Please open up our minds, our hearts, and our ears that we may hear what you want us to hear this evening. We ask that you bless her with the gift of the Holy Spirit in her speech, that she would touch each of us in her own way. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Dr. von Hildebrand was born in Brussels, Belgium, and she received her doctoral degree from Fordham University in 1949. Her 37-year teaching career was connected to Hunter College in New York and included the positions of lecturer, instructor, assistant professor, and professor prior to her retirement from teaching in 1984. Dr. von Hildebrand is a noted author and philosopher who has published books on her own and in conjunction with her husband, the late Dr. Diedrich von Hildebrand. She has lectured extensively throughout the United States, Canada, Mexico, and Europe, and we are privileged to have her here with us this evening. Please assist me in welcoming Dr. von Hildebrand.
Dear friends in Christ, in his great novel, The Brother Karamazov, Dostoevsky writes, "The earth is soaked from its crust to its very center with the tears of humanity." He's referring to a fact that we all know and that we have to face. We live in a veil of tears. Right now, there are thousands and thousands of people suffering and dying, whether it is in Bosnia, whether it is in Chechnya, whether it is various countries of the world. There are lots of people that have agonizing pains, people losing a beloved one, people on the brim of despair, people who do not know the meaning of life, and people who know the bitterness of suffering. We are made for happiness. And from our very youth until we die, we keep craving for it. We keep pursuing it. And as a matter of fact, there are very many people who do very ugly things because they believe, and erroneously so, that it's going to be conducive to happiness. Now the question is, if we are made for happiness, if God has imprinted this desire in our souls, why is it that we should suffer? There is something revolting, the fact that man is subject to suffering, while deep down in his soul, he longs for peace and for happiness. The great thinkers of the world have addressed this question. And even though they may have said things that are very profound and very beautiful, nevertheless, the question remains, why should man suffer? And the very moment that you suffer or that you face suffering, man is tempted to rebel, to raise his fist, and to say to God, "How is it that you should allow suffering? You're supposed to be all good. You're supposed to be all powerful. And if you're all good and all powerful, why is it that you allow suffering? Then maybe you're neither all good nor all powerful, and maybe you don't exist at all." Now, this is something, a sort of reasoning that I've heard very many times through my teaching in a secular university. It is a type of answer that many people give as soon as they are facing the dreadful reality of suffering. in the brother Karamazov. One of the brothers, who is an atheist, uses the suffering imposed upon innocent children as a proof that God does not exist and cannot exist, because if he did exist, he would not allow those that are innocent to suffer as much as little children can suffer. Now, that is the question that I'm going to address tonight, and obviously I'm going to discuss it in a Christian framework. Now, it is extremely interesting that many people have tried to find an answer to suffering as if it were just a question of mathematics. All you need do is to find the right formula, and then suffering will be abolished. And you can see that in every society, you know, particularly in the society in which we live, where it is written that man has a right to pursue happiness, that we are constantly told by our politicians we're going to operate some sort of fundamental change, the new age, and then finally we're going to reach universal happiness. This is constantly being promised to us. And we know full well that these are terrible illusions. Now, the contemporary French philosopher, Gabriel Marcel, who died some 20 years ago, made a very important and interesting distinction that I'm going to submit to you. He says there are two types of difficulties in human life. One of them is going to call problems, and the other one he will call mystery. And when he speaks about mystery, he does not refer to religious mysteries, but he's referring to human questions or human situations which are so complex, so subtle, so difficult, that hard as you try, you can never find a sort of definitive answer. His definition of a problem is an objective reality which is unrelated to myself and which is capable of finding a solution. And the very moment you find the solution to a problem, it ceases to be a problem. The problem is solved. And then you turn to another difficulty. Now, therefore, keep in mind, according to Marcel, the problem is unrelated to myself. Suppose that you have some sort of plumbing problem. It's totally outside of myself, but if I address myself to a talented plumber,